brethren, and thank you all. And it was all because of God that we be able to do what we can do in sharing and also working around the church. And it is true. It was so busy week. And when they call me that my nephew passed away, and they say if I'm coming to Chuka, I say, I'm very sorry. I won't be able to go there because I already make commitment to preach and also to perform a wedding yesterday. And I'm always glad that my brother Wilfred went there, and because we're the only last two among brothers and sisters. Our sister is still alive, but most of them, but only two of us guys were still alive. And so I told him to go and be with the family and even have opportunity to share the gospel. So continue to pray for Wilfred and for the family down there. If you have your Bible today, let's turn to the book of Colossians. Colossians chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. I will read from the New American Standard Bible, which is this American Standard Bible. And while you're just looking at yours, it says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ who are at Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father. We give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which you have for all the saints. Because of the hope laid up for you in heaven, of which you previously heard in the word of truth, the gospel, which has come to you just as in all the world. Also, it is constantly bearing fruit and increasingly, even as it has been doing in you also since the day you heard of it and understood the grace of God, the truth, in truth. Just as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow bondservant, who is a faithful servant of Christ on our behalf. And he also informed us of your love in the Spirit. For this reason, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, for the attaining of all steadfastness and patience joyously, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light, for he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transfer us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sin. Let's pray. Father, thank you for today. We thank you for your love for us. We also thank you that we can come to your house today and worship you. And Lord, our heart will be in tune to you, Lord, because you are mighty God and you worthy to be praised. And Lord, I just pray as we listen to your word, help us to understand. Help me also as I convey and share the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ of what you have done for us. And we can look in the hearts of Paul now and we can see all the praises that is demonstrated here. Many times we only praise you when we feel like it. We praise you when we are in a healthy life, and we praise you whenever we feel so excited about praising you. But when things go wrong, then we don't feel like praising you, Lord. But help us, Lord, to always thank you for what you have done for us on Calvary. I thank you for in Christ's name I do pray. Amen. A heart that is full of praise. You might say, when you read all those verses, where do we see praises here? But when I read through, and I can see that Paul was a man that God changed. And then from his mouth, from what he says, it shows that he praises unto God. Especially for himself. We know that this name Paul changed from Saul. So it started out like Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ. Didn't say Saul because already changed. God changed his life. And I think you already remember the story of Saul when he met Christ on the road to Damascus. And then that's when his life changed completely. Sometimes I look back and I kind of remember when I was a young kid. Early in the morning, very early, maybe around 5, I woke up, and 6, I heard mumbling and singing. I said, who are these people singing? That was my dad and my mom. Usually in the morning when we're still sleeping, but I can hear them singing unto the Lord, praising God for what God has done for them. Sometimes we praise God for our accomplishment in life. Sometimes people praise other people for what they have done. It is good to praise for what we accomplish in life. But dear, Paul was talking about the praises that God brought into his own life. To be able to really come out and say from his heart, and we can see from his attitude of his heart, thankfulness to God. Because God put him in that service, in the ministry. It's a God's will for me to be an apostle. And so that he can be able to sing or say praises to God. Because God put him in the service, it was God's will for him to be an apostle. I don't know what I'll be today. If I'll be like a teacher. But I really believe that God calls me to be a preacher. I feel content. I feel happy when I usually get up and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, whenever we are not in the place where God wants us to be, then we don't feel good. We're trying to do, imitate some other people, and then we just don't feel like good in ourselves. Why? Because maybe that's not where God calls you to be. And so Paul was so happy because God calls him to be an apostle, to be a messenger of God. Even though the life that he's going to live, the life that he lived that time, is a life of trials, difficulties, persecution. You know, remember Saul? He used to persecute people. And now it turned around that he was the one who was persecuted. For his faith in God. So first of all, Paul praising God for putting him in the service, in the ministry. Are you praising God for where you are? Or are you in the will of God today? This life that Paul lives, it was a commitment on Paul's part, requires him to give up all his favorite projects in life and all his ambitions. And now he felt that the praise was due to the Redeemer. So Paul left his ambition. Paul left his project. His project was to persecute other people. Blasphemer. I left those behind when he found the Lord Jesus Christ. For the Redeemer that redeemed himself. So Paul was praising God for himself. He looked inside. That's verse 1 and 2. Secondly, Paul praises God for the Colossians brothers. He looked outside. It's not only concentrate on himself or what God has done, but now he look out and see other brothers and sisters. First of all, he praises God for the faith that the Colossians people, Christians, they will be able to have. Because it was God that put the faith in them to believe in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verses 3 to 11. It says, we give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and then at the same time also praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus. So the faith, saving faith of these Colossians people, or Christians, saving faith. Ephesians 3, 8 and 9 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest should men be boast. So Paul realized that only by the faith in Christ, by the grace of God, that Paul was be able to say also the same for the believers in the Colossians church. They have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ by hearing the gospel through the messengers of God, Epaphras. So Paul thanking God for the believers of Colossae for their faith. Secondly, he thanked God for their love. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which you have for all the saints. It was God who changed these believers in the Colossians church, and then they live it out by sharing to others. That's how God works. That's how faith works. The true faith, when we put our trust totally in God, and then the fruit of it is shown by our love for other people. Sometimes it's just the way around. Some people, they will do a lot of good works. It is good. They will really even put all their money in the plates. Everything else they want to do to please God. They will just think that they're showing their love for him. But dear, Paul says, faith makes you love others. The love of God and the faith that God puts in you to be able to live it out. And thirdly, Paul was praising God for the hope they do have because of their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I want to ask you, do you have that hope? Or have you put your trust totally in God? If yes, and then the second question is, are you loving, or do you play the second part by loving others as you love yourself? Sometimes even we see in Christian churches fighting in their own churches. There is no love there. And so the world trying to look inside the church to see the love of God, they don't see it. Why? Because sometimes they don't see it because we don't play it out. But yet, Paul was praising God for the life of these believers in the Colossae church. They really do have the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and then they share it by sharing the love of God to others. And Paul, thirdly, was, as I said, praising God for the hope they have in Jesus Christ. Paul says, "Blessed be the God, our Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time." It's a living hope. Hoping someday that we really see the promise that God has given us. Those of us who put our trust in God. And secondly, it says, first, it's also talking about praying. First, it shows in his thankfulness to God for their faith, for their love, and for their hope. And now it turns to the other way. It says, "Now I'm praying for you, believers in the Colossae church, that you be filled with the knowledge and wisdom of God." Because by only having the wisdom of God and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and then we can be able to function. We can be able to stand all the temptations that we face in life. Without the wisdom of God, then we will fall many times. Verse 9 says, "For this reason, also since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding." First of all, it says he prays for God, or he prays for the believers in Colossians church to be filled with the knowledge and wisdom of God. And then follow verse 10. And why is that? And first then it says, "So that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please Him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God." So that we will live our life pleasing unto whom? Unto God. So when we face hardships, when we face trials in our lives, when we come to a decision where we don't really know what to do, it says, ask God, pray to God. God will give you the wisdom and the understanding and the knowledge to discern what the will of God is for your life. Because you will have that peace when God speaks to you. And then you'll be in the will of God. And even continue to praise Him and honor Him as you live your life, even though in the midst of trials. The second thing that Paul was praising God, but at the same time praying to God for, is for the strength for the believers in Colossians church. Not only for fill them with the Spirit or with the feeling of understanding and knowledge and wisdom of God, but the secondly is for the strength, for God's strength. Of course, we already have the strength of God when we already in Christ. Because all powers is unto us, or already with us, when we have Christ in our hearts and life. But this time, when we need the power of God, we just have to appropriate the power of God in our own lives. Say, God, you already give me the power, but help me through your knowledge and your wisdom to play it out. And I think this reason Paul was praying for this reason, for strength, so that the believers in Christ in the Colossians church, they will face trials. It says, talks about endurance, patience. This is their life now, at that time. They have faith in Christ. Now they have love for each other that's present continuously. And then for the strength to live day by day. That's what we need. Because we put our trust in God, and He's the only one. And give us the strength, and will give us the wisdom and knowledge to live in this unfriendly world of ours. Because we can live a Christian life, demonstrating to others, to the whole world, that we have the God who is powerful. And we can still, as the song says, I'm still hold on to the cross of Calvary. My faith still hold on to the cross of Calvary. And then lastly, Paul was praising God for all believers, generalize them all. That includes you and me. For what? Verses 12 to 14, it says, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light, for He rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. First of all, thanking God for the inheritance we can have. All believers who come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, or anybody else, those who haven't come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, it says, when you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, then you can claim also the inheritance of God. I look back when I was back home in Chuuk, or when my mom died. Then later on I was here, and mother, sister, they opened up her like suitcase. Then they found some like will. Who are the people going to be taking the land, something like that. Then I don't really find my name. But I see my sister's name. But in some others it will say, just for you all, the sons and daughters. It's not specifically for one person. So we get the inheritance that our mom passed away or leave it for us. So this inheritance that we can have in God, in Christ Jesus, is for those who have Christ Jesus in their heart and life. What a blessing. Secondly, praise God for what? For being is the one who rescued us. Thank God. As the song says, I was sinking deep in sin, far from the beautiful shore. But God, who saw me, and He rescued me. So first of all, thank God for inheritance. Secondly, thanking God for rescuing us from the domain of darkness. And now it says, it's not only rescued us, but now He transferred us. Thirdly, He rescue us, but at the same time, He take you and transfer you to His own kingdom. Transaction on the cross. And now I can appropriate to you when you put your faith and trust totally in Christ Jesus our Lord. Because Christ, when He died on the cross, it says He redeemed you. But once some people, they say, okay, now I can be happy because Christ redeemed me. But your part is to trust, put your total trust in God. Say, God, I believe that You're the one You died on the cross for my sin. As I mentioned before, I think when I preached, this things here talking about like purchasing, it's like we're inside a market where we're under Satan, the power of the darkness, in the marketplace. But God sees you, see me, and He comes down and purchases us from the market of sin, and then He loosens us. Not only that, He put the price, His own blood, but He loosens us from being under darkness and rescue us to be in His own kingdom. Redemption. His own blood. It says, not silver, not gold, be able to purchase our redemption. It's only through the blood of Christ. Praising God for what God has done. A heart full of praise, focusing on the main source of praising, and that is God the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ. How's your life today? As you face hardships, difficulties, uncertain future, this message goes out to you that we will put totally our trust in God. And in regardless of what you go through, praising and adore the Master of the whole universe, our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, thank You for today. Thank You for Your love for us. Thank You for dying on the cross to redeem us, and also You purchase us for Your own precious blood on Calvary. Lord, You see us today. Sometimes we try our best to show others that we are praising unto You. But down deep in our hearts, still dark. Lord, help us to really see You in our hearts and life so that we can live it out and the whole world will see that Christ living in us. I thank You and praise You for dying for us. I thank You also for putting me in this ministry. Sometimes we feel like going back. We're not worthy to do it. But as Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. I thank You and praise You for what You have done and for what You're going to do. In Christ's name I do pray. Amen.